Philip Sample, PLLC, the surgeon here. Today's date is 04/02/2022. Dictation is 4. Sergio Barrientos. Barrientos spells B-A-R-R-I-E-N-T-O-S. Sergio spells S-E-R-G-I-O. Date of birth is 10/16/1962. A 59-year-old gentleman here with left lower quadrant abdominal pain, left flank pain, period. Patient said this has been going on since yesterday and it's gotten worse today, period. He said pain is sharp, rated pain approximately 6 out of 10, increased with touch and movement, period. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports decreased appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies headache, denies stiff neck, denies trauma, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 114 over 78, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, yes, tenderness in the right lower quadrant. Tenderness in the left lower quadrant. Tenderness in the left flank region. And there is guarding. There is rebound. No rigidity, he has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtubules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute diverticulitis. Assessment number 2 is abdominal pain. Assessment number 3, diverticulosis. Next paragraph, the CT scan of the patient's abdomen was done today. CT scan was read by radiologist. The following findings. Please also include constipation in patient's diagnosis. A CT scan was done with contrast, interpreted by radiologists as follows. Constipation is noted with extensive diverticulosis. In duration, and the fluid is noted adjacent to the prominent mild descending colon. Correction. In a prominent mild descending colonic diverticula, this is compatible with diverticulitis. Period. There is no fluid collection or free air seen at this time. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about his condition, the need, and recommended emergency room visit to receive antibiotic via IV. He indicated that he has to go to work today and would like to try PO medication. If that doesn't work, he will come back and go to the emergency room, period. He was thus discharged with the following medication: Cipro 500 mg 1 PO BID 4, 7 days. Next medication, Flagyl, 500 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 14 days. Next medication, dicyclamine, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He again was reminded of the fact that his condition could be serious and that he should be seen in an emergency room. He says he understands and will come back if he's worse. He requests a note to give to his employee that he was here this morning and said he wants to go back to work, period. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on diet that he can implement that is proven to assist with his condition. He says he understands and will comply. He was given a note to give to his employee with strict return precautions, period. End of the patient.